Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
On this episode of No Sleeping in the Trophy Room, I checked in with Slim Jimmy. Now, Jimmy is a self-proclaimed professional life liver who just so happens to make music in the multi-platinum group Ray Shrimmer. From local success to global anthems, Jimmy hasn't skipped any steps in the process. And being an entertainer, you live life in the fast lane. And Jimmy's had to overcome private adversities in the limelight. He recently found balance and a new perspective on life by getting active. Let's get into it. This is No Sleeping in the Trophy Room. What up? My name is Los Antonio. Welcome back to No Sleeping in the Trophy Room, the conversation fueled by motivation, experience, and truth. And I'm extremely excited to be joined by my guest today. I am here with a father, entrepreneur, platinum-selling recording artist, one half of the supergroup Ray Shrimmer. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up one time for Slim Jimmy!
Happy to be here.
What's going on, family? Yo, Jimmy, thank you so much for taking the time to step into the trophy room.
Yeah.
It means a lot, man.
Thank you for having me.
How you feeling?
I feel great, man. I'm ready to get this workout. You know what I'm saying? Start our day strong.
Yeah. So look, we're here in Wynwood at Legacy Fit. I invited my good brother, Legend. What's going on, baby?
Legend, what it do?
Yo, Legend, thank you so much for having us right here at Legacy Fit. Talk to us, tell the people at home about what workout we can expect to go through today, about some of the great work that you guys do here in this gym.
Okay. So we were at Legacy Fit. Last time we saw each other was at the warehouse. Now we at the penthouse. So, new location, same energy. We're going to do Notice Off Lifestyle, man. So push, pull, cardio, partner in the training. You guys will be working together. Take out just a little bit of the basics.
Okay. Sounds like you're about to get that work in.
Gonna get it in, baby.
Let's go. Turn up. Yes, sir.
Hey, look. This is No Sleeping in the Trophy Room. Make sure you guys keep it locked. We're about to get this working. Jimmy, man, set it off, man. Let's go, Jimmy. Let's go, baby.
Going straight down and back. Right there. The white dog. Don't count. All right, the white dog. Do.
Work. Let's go.
It's harder than it looks.
Hurry up. Hey, don't let these cameras fool you. Get the sweat. Cool. It's real work, all right?
That's our thing.
Keep it locked. We're about to get this next round going.
If it don't touch the white dog, it don't count.
Let's go.
What the hell? Woo! Let's go. One thing about that, no sitting in the trophy room, it is not a game. Let's go.
Wait. Wow. We'll get swollen in there.
All right.
You know what I mean? Go up the ante.
Legend,
manager says yes.
Can I come out the shirt?
Just say yes. Go ahead, man. Peel off.
Peel off.
Yes, sir.
Dig. All the way to the end. All the way. When you touch the white dog, run back. Tag.
Let's go.
Man, go. Go get it. Okay. Hurry up. Let's go. Bring it back. You gotta hustle.
So, Jimmy, there's so many places we can start. I want to start where it all started for you. Take me back to Tupelo, Mississippi. Talk to me about how coming up there groomed you. What were some of the things that you learned coming up in Tupelo, Mississippi?
So coming from Tupelo, Mississippi is a small town, you know. So, you know, I had to work a regular job. I got to see how it was just, well, I know how it is. Not I got to see. I know how it is coming up from nothing, like not having anything handed to you.
Where you
and, I was working at Kroger's. I worked at Olive Garden. I worked at a factory. Where they made the little foam tops and all this type of crazy stuff. And then I worked at McDonald's. I done had a lot of jobs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
When my first job was at McDonald's.
Yeah.
My first jobs ever.
Yeah.
Funniest job ever. Next to the one I got right now.
Yeah, look at the thing. We on remote right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. So coming up in small town, was the grind a little different? Like, who was some of the first people that you saw to come out of there and take it to another level?
So, to be real, one of the first people from where I'm from that actually had made it big was Soulja Boy. You know, he was from South Panola. He went to South Panola High. And it was cool. Everybody knew about his come up, and it was inspiring, you know what I'm saying? So, coming from there, it's just like you learn hard work. You get a good work ethic because you got to, like I said, you got to grind for everything you get. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about. I'm not going to say I love that about Tupelo. It's not a bad thing, but I wish it was more opportunities.
Right.
But with the lack of opportunities, it makes you have to grind harder. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I know that you go back there often. You do like give backs.
Yeah.
Picking out turkeys before.
Yeah.
You know, how does that feel to go back there after the success that you've reached, to go back and give back?
It feels great. I love going back because the people, touching the people, they get to see that I haven't forgot where I come from, you know what I'm saying? And that I'm still the same guy. I'm still a positive person. I haven't let the industry change my inner being, you know, like the core of who I am. And I just want, like, I like to inspire people. Like, those people know I'm from there. They see me growing up. They see me going to high school out there. And it's just, just feels good.
Yeah, I bet, man. So before the plaques, all the sold out shows, you were DJing in nightclubs.
Yeah.
Talk to me about DJ Slim, Uncle Jim.
Yeah,
Uncle
DJ
Jim?
Uncle Jim. Yeah.
Uncle Jim.
So me and my good friend JJ, he's still our DJ to this day. Mm. We used to DJ music because me and my brother Sway, we had a group before we was at Ray Shrimmer. We were the out of state boys. So we used to make music, and our cheat code to get our songs in the club is we'll go be the DJ. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of us, like, I'll be the DJ. One of us, I'll make the flyer. You know what I'm saying? That was our cheat code.
Hey, sometimes you got to work smarter. Work harder, but work smarter.
Yeah.
Think about it. So how did that, you know, you DJing in the club, you guys turning up in the club, how did that prepare you for what you're doing now, you know?
Man, it's so, I feel like being from in a small place and doing shows, it's harder than being in, like, a big city. Because people, they know you. They're not used to seeing you in this light. So it's not like they're going to be treating you the same. They're not gonna have the same ear for it, but if you can entertain, you can entertain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that taught me how to entertain.
I'm pretty sure it's like, you know, you learn how to control the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, certain things to do. You guys know for your energy. So were you guys jumping around the club at that time as well?
Like, this is around the time we were super choreographed. We had choreography, you know.
What?
We were doing all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? We had a little dance group. It was cool. Like, we were doing talent shows. And, that just taught us how to engage the crowd, how to, like, you know, you got to be confident. You know what I'm saying? When you're on stage, people, like, that's what they want to see, something that they can, like, admire. And people admire confidence, you know what I'm saying? And then we got the talent to back it up, so that's just even better.
Even better, man. So I'm going to say less, Jimmy. You know, we're going to get back to this confidence right here. No sleeping in the trophy room. Legend, what we got next, man? Talk to us.
Next up, we got a little bit of pump work. We're going to press over here with the jammers, a little bit of rope, a little bit of bicep work. So let's get it.
Let's get the work, baby.
Let's go.
Y'all keep it locked. This is no sleeping.
Working out wishing, baby.
All right. Take
the
time.
Yeah. 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 Let's go, Jim.
Last one.
Let's go, Jim.
Boom.
Okay. Overachievers.
Okay.
Let's go.
Ah. Get the money,
baby.
Get the money,
baby. Let's go, Jim. Yeah. Shit, baby. Let's go. All right.
All right. Get up in there. Ready? Boom. Load up. Let's go. 3.
Hey.
4.
Hey.
5.
Hey.
6.
7.
Hey. Ah, let's go. Save some. We gotta save some.
Save some, yeah.
There's a key. Keep a little something in the reserve, you know?
Right up. Look. Reach up. We have one back behind. Right?
Yep.
Go. Let's go.
Go for it.
Three. Hey, tight. Let's go. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Time. 127 is the number to beat.
Woo!
127 is the number to beat. Let's go. It's always competition. Don't get it twisted. We all in the team. Let's go. Three. 20 seconds. You got 50 feet so far. Here you go. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let's go.
Time.
Let's go, baby.
Crazy.
Question for you. What do you feel was the breakout moment for you, for Ray Schremer? What was the moment that you were like, wow, you know, we could really take the music thing and take it to a whole other level?
Okay.
When did you guys have that breakout moment? What would you say?
So before we were Ray Schremer, you know, I said, like, we was the Out of State Boys, right? So it was a show, Wild Out Wednesday, back in the day. It was a super big deal on BET. Mm. So me and my brother and one of our homies, we all had made it, because we were a group. It was 3 of us at first. We made it on Wild Out Wednesday, and it was big. We was just all over TV. Like, our whole city knew who we was. It felt like the whole state of Mississippi was supporting us, you know what I'm saying? And that's when we knew we actually could make it.
Wow. What was the follow-up from that? Did you guys run back into the studio?
So after that, we didn't have, like, no major change in our lives or nothing. We went back to where we was at.
Uh-huh.
But just that little taste of success let us know that it's possible, because we made it further than anybody from where we was from, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, we keep on working, we can take it further, you know what I'm saying?
And that was, now, from that moment before that, how long were you guys grinding to get to that moment right there?
I say it was about 8-9 years, because we started doing music probably like 10. And then I know we went on BET when I was just fresh out of high school, so I was like 19. My brother was like a senior.
See that? Big message to our viewers at home. It takes 8 years just to get your shot, Slim Jimmy. There's nothing, you know, there's no such thing as an overnight success. It takes days, it takes years, it takes trying after trying just to get that one shot, when preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jim, when you're creating massive hits like No Flex Zone, Black Beatles, No Type, is there a formula that you guys keep in mind? Do you guys keep in mind social media? We were just talking about off camera how, you know, social media is just so important when it comes to making records.
Yeah.
Is there a formula that you guys have when you're in the studio?
I feel like the formula always changes, but what we always want to do is make music that feels good, that, you know, like, no matter where you at, it could be relatable to you, and it could be tangible to anybody, even all the way around the world, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we was making, like, No Flex Zone and, like, No Type, those types of songs, you know, Mike Will, he was always in our ear, like, Chance. Those Chants are always big. People love Chance, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I was like, I ain't got no type. That's like a chant, like, you know, everybody can relate to it, like, No Flex Zone, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're, like, a nerd playing video games, a gamer, like, any type of person, you could be like, No Flex Zone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going hard for my stuff, whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's how he was coming up with that type of music.
That's amazing. That's very insightful to think about the people, to think about things that people wouldn't want to rally around.
Yeah.
You know, there's professional sports teams that, you know, have made records like No Flex Zone. They're like, come out anthem. Or, you know, so it's bigger than just, you know, the moment. It's about the masses.
Yeah,
you know?
Everybody, man. Want to make everybody come together, like, just like Black Beatles Mannequin Challenge, the whole world freezes. We are, that's like a moment of solidarity, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and just talking about that, the Mannequin Challenge, you know, and even now on your Instagram, I saw that there's a viral challenge that's going on where you say,
oh, the swing.
I could have went to school to be a doctor, but I dropped out of school and became a baller.
Yeah.
How do you feel about just the resurgence of certain music? And, you know, just the power of social media, how, you know, they could take a bar and make it a whole viral moment.
Yeah, I think social media, it plays a big part in music today. Music, culture, everything is just like, something from the 80s, a song from the 80s can have a crazy resurgence because of the smallest thing. And I think that's real cool. I think it's real neat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep the music alive. Keep the energy alive. Younger generations who weren't a part of the moment, they can feel like they're a part of the moment. And I think that's real cool.
For real. So moving on to, I want to talk to you about the pandemic and how the pandemic made the entire world sit down.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how the pandemic worked for Slim Jimmy.
So during the pandemic, so that was like a, that was a real tough time for me. You know, my dad had died. It was like all over the media. My little brother, he went to jail. Like it was a lot going on. And during that time, I feel like that was a time I needed to sit down and evaluate life. Cause you know, I was mentally, I wasn't doing so well. My mental health wasn't so great. My physical health wasn't so great. My spiritual health wasn't so great. And I recognized that and I was honest with myself and I came up with a plan. Like, I feel like everybody in the world, like if we're doing good or bad in life, we know what we need to be doing and we make a conscious decision whether or not to do it, you know what I'm saying? And I made a decision to do the hard stuff, you know what I'm saying? The therapy, the just inner work, introvert, like introspection, you know what I'm saying? Going to the gym, me and Legend started like so long ago. Yeah, we started during COVID and just taking myself and my life and my health serious. So I could like, I want my sons to look up to me. I got two kids and I want to be a role model to them. And I knew I wasn't a role model at that time because I wasn't even proud of the way I was moving, the things that I would say, the way that I would behave. I wasn't proud of it. So I knew nobody else would be proud of it, especially my kids. And I just made that conscious decision. And I feel like the pandemic was a time for me to be still and it gave me the time that I needed to make those changes.
See, you know, you're now before the show, you're drinking pre-workout, you're doing push-ups before the show.
Yeah.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You know, talk to me about just how fitness has helped you change your life.
It's crazy because, like I was saying earlier, I'm 30 now. You know what I'm saying? I'm 30, and I feel younger than I ever did. I feel younger than I did when I was 22. My energy is way better. I like the way I look. I like the way I feel. Like, you know, like, when I'm around females, you know, they giving me compliments and stuff. It makes me feel good. You know, I just like fitness all the way around. It just makes me feel good, healthy, strong. If my mom needs me to lift up something, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I like being that guy for my people, for my family, for myself. And even when I'm on stage, it pays off. In the videos, it pays off, and I just love it. It's great.
I see you in a new joint with
Flo Milli. Yeah, shout out to Flo Milli.
My dog in there glowed up, shirt off, he's flexing. You know? So man, that's amazing, dog.
Yeah.
And again, it's just amazing to see, and it's just super important for me to showcase that trajectory, to showcase, you know, just where you started and where you at now, man, and just to highlight all the amazing work that you've put in on yourself to better your career and everybody around you.
Yeah.
You know? So again, man. We're going to get right back to it, man. This is No Sleeping in the Trophy Room. We're here with Slim Jimmy, legend, right here at Legacy Fit. Y'all keep it locked.
About to get into a little cardio burnout. We got laterals doubled up with the lateral hurdles. We'll do about 10 seconds of each. I can go back and forth. 20 seconds on, 40 seconds off. Get that work.
All right, man.
Let's go.
All the way to the end. 5 seconds. Keep going.
Bring it back. Let's go. Hurry up.
Let's go, Tim.
Fast speed. Keep going. Last one. And time.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. No days off, baby.
We're working hard, baby. Hardly working.
Five, four.
The untimely pass of your stepfather. I want to ask you, how do you mentally navigate going through something like that? When you live in the public spotlight, you're a human being. How do you balance both worlds of having, you know, personal life where real things happen,
yeah,
but also having a professional career that everybody's watching?
Yeah. So, you know, RP, Big Floyd, my dad, when that happened, it was very traumatic, you know what I'm saying? When it happened, the only thing I can say that was good is I wasn't around a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how I would have dealt with it around a lot of people. But now, after going through like a tragedy like that, a few tragedies like that, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I know how to separate my personal life from my business life. Like, I know that everything that happens in my personal life doesn't have to be brought to the public. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I deal with things publicly. I mean, privately, not publicly. You know what I'm saying? Personal things. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how I keep myself together. You know what I'm saying?
It's a balance.
Yeah, it's a balance.
That you try to keep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like they say, don't ever let them see you fret. When I go outside, I got to give good energy. I got to be positive. You know what I'm saying? Because as an artist, nobody really cares what you're going through.
Yeah.
These people, they came here. I paid to see you 6 months ago. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I just came to see you because I love you so much. And it's up to me. It's my responsibility to give them a good show, to show them a good time. That's what I signed up for. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like if I'm a football player, rain, snow, sleet, hail, something happened, a family emergency, no matter what, I still got to play that game. That's what I signed up for. And just like the sun rises every day, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? I got to be able to rise every day to whatever comes my way. You know what I'm saying? That's really what that showed me, because that could have destroyed anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Talk to me about this right here, Jim.
It's a snap into a Slim Jim, man. Hey,
what does this mean to you?
Back in the day, so I don't know. I know you remember this. You know, we older. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a commercial. A Slim Jim commercial, and used to have the dreadlocks. This is the guy with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I first came into the game, you know, I had the hair just like that. You know what I'm saying? And it really did come off of this, like Slim Jim. Like, yeah, I used to have a truck. It was a Jimmy truck, and obviously I'm skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I used to call myself Slim Jim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I love that story, man. I had to bring this little prop.
Yeah, that's
in,
hard.
I had to bring it in, man.
Hey, Slim Jim, man. How about you, man?
Right,
we got to work.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
But nah, I want to read you this quote. You said that you're a professional life liver.
Yeah.
And that you don't consider yourself a rapper.
Yeah.
You just so happen to make music with the greatest artist of all time, your brother Sway Lee.
Yeah.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah, so, you know, Sway Lee, he's a songbird. So, you know, we go to the studio, he just be, you know, unforgettable. You know what I'm saying? Black Beatles, Sunflower, just amazing song, makes amazing music. And I feel like I've always been true to my path, so music is my passion. I love music with all my heart, and I feel like me loving music, I kind of helped me and my brother. That kind of helped keep us together, you know what I'm saying? And like, even though I don't do what he do, I don't sing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing what he do. Like, I know what I was, like I said, my talents, I like to rap, and I just feel like God put me right there so I could be a good influence on my brother. I could be a positive influence on the world. I like music. I'm a talented guy. And us together, we just like unstoppable, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to life, I don't live like a cliche rapper. Like, people expect rappers to kind of like, I hate to say this, but to kind of be like crash dummies. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Self-destructive, like not good examples on the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't like to live like that. I like to live on my terms. I like to be healthy. I like to take care of myself. I like to be a positive influence on the community. If I meet somebody, I want to leave them with a smile on their face, you know what I'm saying? With a good impression and all that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's great, man, and I see it. And I think that's super commendable because, you know, that's you staying in your own lane, protecting your lane, and not looking over here, not being influenced by what they're saying over there. It's like you are unapologetically Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm just me. Yeah. You know?
And that's a professional life living.
Yeah.
Right?
Professional life living.
I think I might change my bio. I might have to update that joint. I like
it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I want to switch lanes, if I feel like today, you know, people be afraid to try new things. You know what I'm saying? People be like, this is your lane, stick to it. Like what that man said to LeBron James, stick to bouncing the ball or something like that. Yep. People always say stuff like that, but no, like, if I want to be an entrepreneur, I can do that. I can step into those shoes. Like, I like boxing. Like, boxing is one of the things that keeps me into fitness, because in order to box, you got to be strong. You got to have a strong upper body, your arms, your chest, your stamina got to be right. Like, that's one of the things that keeps me fit. But yeah, like, if I want to box, I can box. They got a celebrity boxing. Like, they got celebrity basketball. Like, people be telling me, like, why you want to box? You're such a big superstar. So why you want to play basketball? You're such a big superstar. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing. Like, I think it's cool. I think it's fun. And I live my life on my terms. That's what I consider a professional life liver.
That's amazing, man. Nah, salute to that. I love it. It's a whole mindset, clearly a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, man. So, Jim, if you got any, I know you got some extra energy. You're about to go for a little run. We're real quick. We're about to take you guys on the run. It's your boy right here and Slim Jimmy. You guys keep it locked. This is No Sleeping in the Trophy Room. We got this segment called Tweets is Watching.
Okay.
So I did my due diligence. I went through your Twitter feed. I picked out some really insightful tweets. I'm going to read them off to you. Just break them down for me, all right?
All right.
So check it out. So on March 2nd, not too long ago, 2022, you said, since I've been taking my life more serious, the play's been lining up.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that tweet.
So I feel like it was a small period of time where people were starting to lose hope in me, to lose faith in me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I could feel it. And I was like, yo, if I don't do A, B, and C, I'm going to lose everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I started taking myself serious, and then people came and started knocking at the door, you know what I'm saying? My phone started ringing again, and I was like, yo, it really is. It's up to me. It's not up to nobody else.
Yeah.
And if I take myself serious, the plays are going to keep lining up.
So taking your health seriously, taking like expand on that a little bit.
I would say taking my whole self serious, my career, my music, my health, you know what I'm saying, my look, my image, you know, working on small things like communication, communicating with people, all that type of stuff. I said, this is what it takes for me to reach that next level. And that's what I start working on. And then I start just seeing things around me change.
See that? I think that's a beautiful thing, man, because that's the work that's, you know, some people like to avoid.
Yeah.
And it's easy to talk about it, but it's another thing to actually go through it, man.
It's hard to go through it, man.
We're getting into this next tweet. I'm a cool-ass introvert. Like, we gonna laugh, but then you gotta get the fuck on.
Yeah. I feel like personal space is good for everybody. And sometimes you gotta let a person know, like, hey, I need my personal space, so I can just do some weird stuff, whatever the weird stuff I like to do is, you know what I'm saying? And that's all that's about.
Got this next tweet right here for you, right here on No Sleep in the Trophy Room.
No sleep.
Learn how to control your reactions to things that trigger you. That's how you heal.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Well, in life, you know, we all faced with tests, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like God tests us in many ways, and he tests us until we finally, you know, we pass it. That's how we get to the next level. So I feel like in a situation can go any type of way. But the way that it goes is dependent upon the person. And I feel like if people just, you know, if we look at it like that, instead of like being so compatible toward each other, it should be much easier. I ain't gonna hold you. Oh, I forgot the question kind of.
No.
My heart beating fast.
Let's go, baby. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? The heart is beating fast.
Yeah, blood running.
This is all about high energy, high transparency. But
yeah.
The question was, well, the tweet was, learn how to control your reactions that trigger you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you heal.
Yeah, because then somebody can't, you know, like I said, I like to be in the fighting game.
Yeah.
So in the little sparring and stuff, boxing and stuff, people talk crazy to you, talk greasy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody gonna try to mess, to pick on you, make you mad, throw you off. You can't give people the power to control your emotions. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I feel like people do when you just You get mad, you get angry about the little smaller stuff. Somebody say something about your mom, they never met your mom.
Yeah.
So why you care what they say? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's a fact.
On February 28th, 2022, you said the dreads are not coming back, folks. I cut them off for a reason.
It's gone.
Change is good.
Yes.
Talk to us about that, man. We see you got the new glow.
Yeah.
You got the new look.
Yeah.
Talk to us about it, man.
The only thing constant in life is change. If you're not changing, you're dying. You know what I'm saying? You're just wasting away.
Straight up. All of our viewers at home, just know, you're thinking about making a change in your life, you know, you can do whatever you want. Start an exercise routine, you can cut your hair, you can start a business,
yeah.
You recommit. What I like to say is you gotta recertify your why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's never too late to recertify your why.
Yeah.
How we like to wrap these interviews on No Sleeping in the Trophy Room is with your champion's mantra. Is there a phrase, a saying, or a ritual that you live by, you know, that reminds you every day that there's no sleeping in the trophy room?
Yeah, I would say two, but not actually three. The first one I say is winners never quit. Quitters never win. That's the difference between them. You know what I'm saying? You can try as long as you want. One day you're gonna succeed. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a large success or a small success. Another one is like steel sharpens steel. I like to surround myself with strong people, like-minded people, people trying to go forward. If you surround yourself with people who are cool where they at, they're not growing, they just wanna chill and they don't wanna do anything to grow. That's where you're going to be at. That's the type of person you're going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They said only dead fish go with the flow.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Only dead fish go with the flow.
And another one is like, come as you are, man. If people was like, I feel like if people was more okay with themselves, then they would be more happy. Like, I'm super happy. I don't act. I'm who I am. I like anime. I like cartoons. I like hanging out with my kids. I like going on runs. I like being healthy. I like partying, I like hanging out with girls, I do everything everybody else does.
So you a professional life liver?
Professional life liver, man. Yeah, man.
Word up. Wow, this is crazy, man. I never wrapped the interview while running. So, check it out. This is the first ever, man.
Yes, sir.
First ever interview, mid-run. You know what I'm saying? Slim Jimmy. Yo, Slim Jimmy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to step into the trophy room, to share your truth, share your story, your journey. My brother, we wish you nothing but the best. And let's finish up this run, yo.
Yeah, man.
Let's get it.
Thank you, Los. This interview was amazing. Let's go.
Thank you, brother, right here. Man. No sleep in the trophy room.
No sleep in the trophy room, baby.
Let's go.
There. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.